Hey everyone, welcome to the Sacred Fame podcast. My name is Kasia Rashful. I'm your host. I'm an intuitive, a medical intuitive in training, and an Akashic Records teacher. And as I've been doing my medical intuition training, I've been doing a lot of practicum sessions, which have been so fun. First of all, they have been very impactful, both for my own clarity and for the people that I'm practicing with, which a lot of whom have been friends and a lot of clients. And I'm getting such good feedback in terms of what's coming up for people. And we're even doing little bits of clearing here and there as I practice. So this is why I want to talk, what I want to talk about in today's episode is the importance of the body in intuitive work. This actually came up in one of the practice sessions that I just recently did. And some of the things that came up was low energy around the kidneys, low energy in the liver, low energy around the eyes for this person. And we did a clearing with the divine and sacred guides that I work with during these sessions. And the client felt a shift almost immediately where they felt more flow internally in their body energetically. And so we're curious now to see what will happen, how the liver and how the kidneys will respond, and how the eyes, the energy around the eyes will shift. But what came up even more specifically around kidneys is ancestral gunk, ancestral lineage stuff. When we look at the traditional Chinese medicine perspective, when we take that lens, the kidneys are associated with our lineage, our epigenetics, our genetics. So, you know, we dove into that a little bit in the mini practice session that I was doing and cleared some of that. And then we got into chatting around like, okay, so, you know, I'm an intuitive, but why do I do this body work? Like, how does the medical intuition fit into some of the Akashic Records work? And why do I teach the Akashic Records? And why do I do body work? And those were questions that I kept asking myself for years. You know, how does all of this fit together? And I have to tell you that the clarity came even more strongly as I was chatting with this client this morning in the session. So why is the body important? Because, and I've said this before, the body is the primary instrument of our intuition. The body is the primary instrument of our life, right? Without our body, we cannot do anything. We're just information floating out in the universe, which is amazing, I'm sure. But in the body is where we create, or with the body is where we create. It's where we can create change, where we can experience with our senses. We can experience our life, our world. We can experience a hug from a friend. We can experience loving someone. We can experience food. We can experience joy. Right? All of those beautiful things that make up a human life, we experience that with our body. And if our body is gunked up with any type of energetic interference, like what? Stress, any type of epigenetic influences where we have disease, where we have stuck emotions, where we have old belief systems or conditioned responses from our past. I've even dived into recently studying developmental trauma. And it's remarkable to me as I dive into that subject, how our nervous system is built in utero. And then in the first 3-ish to 5-ish years of our life, you know, how the impact of our family and our environment on our nervous system really sets us up for the rest of our life, either for safety or not safety, where we don't feel safe. It's mind-boggling how, you know, some of the new research that's been being done on our nervous systems and the potential of it to heal is just like, it blows my mind. And so on the one hand, I resisted for years looking into and learning more about how to help people heal trauma. I think partly because I was dealing with just my own healing and my own trauma in my body, which I didn't think I had any until some of the, you know, healing things that I've done over the years still didn't feel like they were taking hold. And I would still have some of these reactions from my nervous system that would completely sideswipe me. And it would often feel like I was back at square one with my healing. And I knew I wasn't, because I have done so much and I have so much success in so many areas. And yet in other areas, like I said, I still feel like I haven't even started, and I have. So when we look at like the importance of how our nervous system is built, and the good news is that even if it was built for not safety, there are many things we can do in order to up-level it or upgrade it or recode it to regulate it for safety. So it's not a lost cause, right? No, never. It's never a lost cause. But like the body, which carries our nervous system, is our foundation. And in order for us to clearly receive our soul guidance from the Akashic Records or our intuition, or have clear communication with our guides or with the archangels or whoever it is that you choose to work with from the spiritual realm, the clearer the body is, the more capacity that we have in our nervous system, the safer we feel being ourselves, the safer we feel taking action on our goals. Not even just taking action, let's take a step back. The safer we feel desiring things for ourselves and having dreams and feeling safe setting goals, first of all, before we even set out to achieve them. It was a long time for me before I could say, I feel safe setting this goal and then going after it. For the longest time in my life, I didn't even feel safe doing that, because it felt like I won't achieve it anyway. So what's the point? So healing does bring safety into our nervous system and our body, if we include the body, right? The first, many years of my path on this, when I started out as a coach and studied some of the more mental health-based change modalities like linguistic programming and energy healing, I've studied so many things, I can't even remember them all, but I focused a lot on the mind and the emotions, which is great. I'm not saying, don't do that. It is important. It wasn't until I really started working with the body that change happened a lot faster. And I started seeing results in how I felt and how I responded faster. And now that I've done so much of that, I'm ready for the next step, which is really that that developmental trauma. Developmental trauma does not mean that you were, horridly treated or abused as an infant or anything like that. It can mean that, but it doesn't necessarily mean that. It simply means that trauma is not simple, but one way to look at developmental trauma is that your nervous system, when it was being built inside your mother, was impacted by the stress around her, the environment she was in, the stress in her own body, whatever she carried epigenetically in her system impacts who you became. And so it's not anybody's fault, right? This is not a discussion about blame or shame. It's literally that for some of us, the environment that we were gestating in was simply full of all kinds of stresses. And that impacted our nervous system, the construction of our nervous system, and it impacts us throughout the rest of our lives. And then, of course, once we were born and then more things happened in life, that just compounds. So this is why I've been being brought back to the body. And I think this is why now the medical intuition showed up on my plate and I felt that full body zing going, okay, yep, this is exactly what I need to study now. Even as I continue to teach things like the Akashic Records and teach, practical intuition and talk about all of these subjects, because in the end, they do come together in our body. If we are only up here in our mind with spiritual ideas, spiritual concepts, spiritual healing, we can actually bypass a lot of stuff, a lot of our crap that lives in our body. And then when we go after a goal or we want to move in a new direction, we might be surprised as to why old patterns are coming up again, because our tissues hold our story until they don't, right? Until we can regulate that nervous system, until we can remove some of the muscle memory and the fascial memory and the cellular memory of the past from our body, it stays there. And there are many books on the topic, right? So much research has been done. And so this is why all of these different modalities are being developed, like energy kinesiology, energy psychology, which includes tapping. I work with a system of energy kinesiology called Stress Indicator Point System, and GEMS kinesiology, which looks at various levels of the body, the mind and the emotional body as well, and the energetic body or subtle bodies, and how all of those work together in a really functional way, and how, if there's interference in one of them, it can impact the whole system, and how we can trace where that stress or that interference lives and then remove it and really recode those energies to vibrant flow, optimal flow, right? So everybody's innate healer can kick in and help the body to then function optimally. What I've learned from my mentor in medical intuition is it's not necessarily about always reversing disease or even stopping death, which I was surprised by that. She's got 30 plus years of experience, and she said sometimes death is inevitable in a person, or sometimes a disease is there and it won't stop being there, and we don't know why. Perhaps there was a soul agreement made before the person was born that this is a path they would take. But what medical intuition and body work does do, even when illness or death are inevitable — well, death is inevitable at some point, let's face it. But if illness is inevitable, or if death is imminent for someone, is it helps that person to find acceptance around that illness or death. It helps them to relax and feel safe, even in the face of those adversities, which, I mean, that's good enough for me, because if we can help ourselves feel safe and more accepting of whatever is in the cards, right, so to speak, whatever is on the table for us, I think we have more capacity for more joy then, and just peace, versus being in fear, being in stuckness, or, you know, not feeling safe. So that's why the body is so important, because it is our vehicle here. And no matter what that vehicle, whatever happens to that vehicle, there are ways to support it. Even if, you know, we spent a lot of time in our youth or adult life not really taking care of ourselves that well, many things are reversible. Many things we can clear up and return back into our optimal health, our most vibrant health, our most vibrant mental health, emotional peace. Some things are not, but it doesn't mean we have to give up. It doesn't mean we can't find support for those, for ourselves, in even in those things. So I'm so grateful to everyone who helps me with my medical intuition practicum. I am now offering medical intuition, full length medical intuition sessions, which are 60 minute, or laser focused ones which are 30 minute. And I'll put the link to that in the show notes. I am offering those by donation, because I am still finishing up my training, but I am excited to keep really walking this path and being led and working with the divine and sacred guides. It's so humbling. I can't even describe to you the experience of having a client in front of me, whether on Zoom like this or on my table, which is just right there behind me, and having someone like Mary Magdalene or Yeshua or Archangel Michael or Archangel Azrael show up, or Mother Mary, and support a session for someone and do the clearing for them. It's just the most humbling experience, and the most, it's like, I can't even find the words. I know that I don't do the healing, and I've always known that. I call myself an energy healer, but I don't do the healing. I hold space for the person's own innate healer kick in and do their own healing, right? Everyone participates in their own healing. But without my presence, without me, that type of healing wouldn't be possible. Every practitioner brings their own special flavor to their work. And so it's humbling to me that I get to participate and that I get to be a conduit for speaking the information that comes through these beautiful, sacred and divine beings for the highest good of my clients. It just takes my breath away sometimes. And after sessions, I am often so energized and just like speechless. And it's such a gift for me to be able to bring this gift to the world and do this work. So if you have questions about how the body really functions how it functions with intuition, how it functions with the Akashic Records, please leave them in the comments. Reach out to me. You can email me or DM me. I'm often found on Instagram. What questions do you have about that? Because again, without clarity and safety in the body, we don't have as clear access to our intuition or other realms like the Akashic Records or working with guides, not very clearly. So want this conversation to keep going. It's really important. It's really important. So let me know what questions you have, and I will see you next time.